that you use the chairs and sofa and ship her over, whatnot. You say you've got a lot of
furniture. Is the
what about the some houses have a place right underneath the roof, usually used for storage. You can either climb up a ladder to get there.
The attic space, is that what you're referring to? That was what it was usually called.
Just attic.
Just the attic, up in the attic.
Talking about the kitchen, have you ever heard of any old houses having the kitchens not as a part of the house itself, but off a little ways as a separate?
That was not true in this area.
Now, if you go in Farmington,
Natchez and Biloxi, you find that, you know, where those old antebellum homes, you find that.
Do you recall that being called anything in particular other than just kitchen?
No.
Do you have any idea why it was built away from that?
Yes. It was one thing just to keep the heat out from the rest of the house, and also cooking odors and fire protection.
Well, talking about the kitchen, what about a little room right off the kitchen where you might store extra dishes or canned goods, something like that?
Well, that would be a pantry, and I think that's
years back, a larder.
But mostly pantry. Now then, in this area, we had root cellars or
fruit
cellars.
Storm cellars. They were all
storm
in one
cellars. All one. Yeah, and nearly every house had one.
In smokehouses.
In a smokehouse.
Well, what would you call a lot of old broken down things, like chairs with a leg missing or something like that? Just useless stuff that really wasn't good to you anymore. You say you had a lot of
just old junk.
Have you ever heard people, you mentioned something like this, having separate rooms in the house in which they kept all this?
No, we keep it generally just all over. A storage room, is that what you're referring to?
Or was it possibly just called a junk room? Or
junk room, yes.
Have you ever heard that sort of thing called plunder? You ever heard that word?
I've heard the word used, and I would recognize it as that, but I don't think I've ever heard it
commonly
used around here.
Mm-hmm. Well, when a woman gets up in the morning, sometimes she'll move around the house, maybe straighten up something here or dust a little bit here. What would you say she's doing?
I'd say straightening the house.
Picking up. But never in this area have we said readied up the house.
I haven't heard that before.
So.
Is it, where did you pick that up?
Books.
I see. It's a literary term.
But I think it's very common somewhere. Or at some age. Maybe it's New England. Read up the house.
Ready up the
house. Read or ready.
We're talking about cleaning up this thing that you sweep with. You call that?
Broom.
Now, have you ever heard one or seen one that was made entirely of straw or, you know, without the wooden handle that you have nowadays?
Hmm. No, even the old ones had a handle.
You haven't seen one that was...
No, just
Well, let me ask you about this expression. If I were